We've got some special programming for you right now. We have some live music here in Studio A on WTIP. It's Christopher David Hansen, who's here with his lovely dog, Minnow.
Minnow's here.
She's even got a bed on this seat already. She's a lucky dog to
be
in the studio.
She's wearing a pink sweater. She's got her own bed.
This is one of the cutest things I think I've seen in the studio. But Christopher is here. He's got a band. The Christopher David Hansen Band is playing tonight. Actually, pretty soon here, coming up at the Wonder Bar. They're going to be starting at 7. Here coming down from Ely, the Ely area.
Yeah. I work up there. Or I work at a different radio station. It was weird coming in here. I was like, I feel like I'm back at work. I work up at WELY up in Ely, Minnesota.
Is that a classic rock station?
No, it's kind of like a community format, but it is a commercial station. But
interesting.
Yeah. All over. Like, I asked my boss, what should I play? He's like, just don't play anything that's not good. That's the rule I get. So it's all
that's
over.
The golden rule of radio, I
right,
feel like.
Right.
That's
so it. I dig all up, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you got your group here tonight. How long have you been playing music together?
This group has been together since August of 2013.
Okay.
And there's been some lineup changes, and we travel around as in anywhere from me doing solo stuff to we do a duet. We've got a 3-piece we do. Tonight I've got the 4-piece, which is kind of the core group, bass, guitar, piano, and drums. And then when we do the bigger shows, the outdoor festivals in the summer and stuff, we pull in a couple extra guys, or if we've got bigger shows, we've got a sax player that comes in and a percussion player that comes in.
That's good. That's good that you can do it in different, I guess, iterations or combinations like that. That probably helps a lot.
Yeah, it helps you stay busier, I think. Mm-hmm. It does, for us at least.
Was music a big thing in your life always, or how long have you been writing songs and playing out?
Writing songs since I was like 8.
Yes.
But, you know the songs you write when you're 8. You know, it's like you and your best friend writing, you know, kind of gross songs, you know. But... always had musical instruments around, come from a musical family. I've done it my whole life. So,
and listening to your recordings, it's kind of a mixture of a bunch of different American styles, like blues and soul and all that. Is that something that you listened to growing up in your home?
Well, you know, I when I was younger, I played in a lot of punk bands, a lot of heavier bands and things like that, ska bands and stuff like that. And, I was always writing these kind of songs in the background. I never really found an outlet for them. I was down in the cities, played in a lot of bands, really couldn't get anybody to do this style of music with me. I moved up here in 2009 and found a group of guys that were interested in doing it. And it just kind of took off, and the shows just started coming in, and you just roll with it, you know?
Cool.
What's
the music scene like up on the range in the Ely area?
There is a scene.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have believed it when I moved up here from Minneapolis that there was, but there is, and it's thriving. There are so many original artists. I even started an original radio show called Color My Radio, where bands from all over the state send in their stuff, and I put together a program of just all kinds of music from up there, but as well as Duluth area all the way down south. It's thriving up there, and the people come out. They come out to the shows. They do well.
That's good to know. I think maybe you should send some of those my way, and I should start playing those as well.
Get up there. Let's do some shows.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Christopher David Hansen's my guest right now. Let's do a song.
Okay. This is one of the first songs. It was on our first album, The Seed, and... we had a really cool video director, Mercy's May, come in and do a video for it. And if you want to see the video, Minnow. All right. I got a loose dog here.
She wants to go under the table for this one.
You stay.
All right. Let's see here. Thank you.
my job a little early today. Headed home, made a stop on the way. I picked up a little bourbon and some lemonade. No, no, no. Got home, found an empty shed. Rolled away in a black Cadillac. And I could tell that she was never coming back. It's driving me out of my mind. Can't get it out of my head. Won't be needing my heart anymore. Tonight I'm taking this bottle to bed. But there ain't nobody home, no, no. I'm drinking alone instead. Tonight I'm taking a bottle to bed. Well, I should have expected this. A lot of signs that I chose to miss. And it was in her eyes, it was in her kiss. Oh, not now. I don't feel like I'm going now. I got too many things I want to shout about. I need a drink. There ain't no doubt. It's driving me out of my mind. Can't get it out of my head. Won't be needing my heart anymore. Tonight I'm taking this bottle to bed. There ain't nobody home, no, no. I'm drinking alone instead. Tonight I'm taking a bottle of beer. There ain't nobody home, I don't know. I'm bringing alone instead. Tonight I'm taking a bottle of beer.
Taking the bottle to bed from Christopher David Hansen. I love the title of that song. Man. When I first read that, I'm like, this is already going to be amazing. He's going to be playing with his band at the Wonder Bar at 7 p.m. So get down there when you have the chance. Your voice is so strong and powerful. How do you build that up? And
I have no idea. I don't know.
I asked that question kind of knowing that the answer is going to be, I don't know, I just do it.
But, yeah. I would have to say that just the plan, the amount of shows that we play, it really comes down to the dedication. I literally play and sing 6 hours a day, like all the time. I can't watch a movie without a guitar in my hand. I can't, you know.
Really?
I never really made like a goal of trying to do it. It's my form of antidepressant. It's my way of it's my coping skill. It's how I calm my brain. So then the hours just build up. I think you just get good doing that. And a lot of the ear training, I give guitar lessons to kids and students and I do some adult lessons too. But one of the things we always do is just the matching of tones all the time. You know, I'm old school. If you could sing it, you could play it kind of person. And so a lot of that stuff transfers over. You learn to sing the scales that you're learning to play. And then when we were young, you know, if you could do a little bit of singing, you know how it is. You get tossed into the singing role. Oh, you can kind of hold a pitch. Well, you're going to be the singer. Okay, so.
Right.
And that's, yeah.
If you learn that super young, it's easier to hold on to it then, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
So you got this album here that song is off of, the Seed?
Yeah, that's the first one. It doesn't even really have a title. We just call it The Seed.
Okay. But it's Sparta Sound, Mr. Rich Manson.
That's right.
Seemed like it did a buck.
Every one of those albums that I gave you, we did them all at Rich's place.
Did I see that you've got a show with him and Jermaine and the North Stars coming up here?
We played over in Net Lake at the Boys Fort Tribal Center.
That must be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, we played there this Wednesday with Brothers Burn Mountain, Christopher David Hansen Band, and then the North Stars, Rich Matson and the North Stars.
Cool.
That was fun. Oh, is that fun?
They've got a radio station over there, I think, as well.
They do. That's what it was with. Okay. Too. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of the sister station to WELY. They're connected with Boys Fort.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Christopher David Hansen is my guest right now. They're going to be playing. He's going to be playing with his band at the Wonder Bar tonight at 7 p.m.
I think it's 8.
Or 8?
I think it's 8.
Okay.
It's
eight. Well, Lee just told me 7 on the phone, so we'll find out. Go down there and find out. Music's going to start at some point. anyway, so we just heard that song, Taking the Bottle to Bed. When it comes to songwriting, are these like based on true stories? I think of the other one was that my next ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. So, you know how, like, sometimes it's just a funny phrase or saying, and that'll strike a song. That's right. What Next Ex-Girlfriend was. That was just a bunch of guys goofing around, and I was supposed to meet up with the guitar player that I was in the band with at the time. We were supposed to write it together, and then I was the jerk who I couldn't not write it. And the next day I showed up, I'm like, I wrote this. He was like, we were supposed to write that together. I'm like, I'm sorry. But, you know, the songs come from different places. I've learned a lot about the storytelling side of it. And I really like having a topic first. I used to write a lot of stream of consciousness kind of lyrics and then just kind of grab onto some kind of phrase that would come out and then form songs around that. But they didn't really have the story feel that I like. Hmm. I like to have an anchor point to start out with. That's what I feel like the best lyrics come out.
I remember you. There's a video of Christopher. Oh, hey, there's Minnow. There's a video of Christopher on the playlist on the Duluth WDSE show, and I just watched that. And you said something that really struck me. It was like you said you don't have to be inspired to write music. What did you mean by that?
I've always treated it kind of like it's like a muscle. You got to work it out. And even when you're not inspired to work it out, you basically change. And I had a teacher teach me how to be like this, but you just change your focal point. If the songs aren't coming out, you pull out the magnifying glass a little bit, maybe, you know, or move it in a little bit. Maybe you work on some technique. Maybe you pull it out. Maybe you don't even play the guitar. Maybe you write the lyrics on a page. It's a little bit every day. I don't ever skip a day. Hmm. Like, it's constant. So I think it's just the working it out all the time. Even when I'm not inspired, I'll write a song. If, you know, I mean, how many songs do we throw out as songwriters? Tons. Only a few do we ever even play for people. I would have to say it's 6 to 1. You know, for every 6 songs I write, one of them I'll keep. And the rest, they're on a computer.
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
You think of like Bob Dylan and how many archives that guy's got or prints or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you just work it out I've done the thing where I've tried to go from inspiration to, and it's, you know, that's weird. That's a strange thing to have to do, to have to wait for that, you know.
Sometimes it's true.
It seems kind of willy-nilly, you know, when the wind blows kind of a thing. And I don't know. For me, it just seems like to keep it working it out. Even if it's not something you're going to keep, maybe write a little song, work on a way a progression goes together with a melody, or, you know, even if you toss it out, just keep it working. Sooner or later, you'll bump into something. You'll be like, oh, that's what I'm going to write about. You know, and all those things that you've been working out on and practicing get put into that.
Songwriting wisdom from Christopher David Hansen. You're on the air. Hey.
Yeah.
You said it. He's going to be playing tonight at the Wonder Bar along with his band. Let's do another song.
Okay. This one's called Evergreen. I'll slow it down for this one. Trees. Your heart just keeps on digging down.
like the roots of an evergreen. Sometimes those little ones have the biggest dreams, but it takes some time to trickle down. There's silver linings in the sky. I keep my hopes up by getting by. Every shiny coin's got a shady side. Some say people are the same. I just don't know. I can't explain. I'd share the last of what I have with you, and I know you'd do the same. With your boots on the ground, and your head's up in the trees. And your heart just keeps on digging down like the roots of an evergreen. Sometimes have the biggest dreams, and it takes some time to trickle down into bigger streams. There's silver linings in the sky, and I keep my hopes up. I'll get by. Got a shady side, and some say people are the same. I just don't know. I can't explain. I share the last of what I have with her, and I know she'd do the same. Your boots on the ground, and your head up. Like the roots of an evergreen. With your boots on the ground and your head up in the trees. And your heart just keeps on digging down like the roots of an evergreen.
Evergreen from Christopher David Hansen here. I think for a very brief moment you channeled Chris Stapleton just for like half a second there. I heard it in there. Awesome song. He's going to be playing tonight with his band at the Wonder Bar just down the street here from WTIP. And it seems like, well, is Minnow going to be there? That's my first question.
Yeah. Yep. So I was packing all my gear in the kitchen today, getting ready to leave, and I got the look. And then people with dogs, you all know the look, that you're a horrible person if you leave me alone today. And the long days are kind of tough on her. The neighbors got to come over and check on her and stuff. And so I just called up the Wonder Bar, and I was like, can my little six-pound dog go with me? They were like, you must bring your 6-pound little dog with. So we're going to set her up in the office. She's got a little kennel and stuff that she's got.
Oh, that's great.
Brought her a little food thing and her water. And she's got, I don't know, 3 or 4 different beds and her little sweater and some toys. So she should be fine. She'll get doted over all night.
Yeah. Pampered pup for sure.
Yeah.
It looks like you've got a bunch of gigs coming up, actually, for
always.
Yeah. what's on the docket? What's coming up next, and what's coming up in 2019?
Oh, man. Well, right now we're working on a new album, and we're recording this one out at my house.
Oh, yeah.
Out on Birch Lake. Yeah, I decided I wanted to give a try and just kind of lower the stress level as far as getting a recording done in time. When you're paying for studio time, it's like you got to get in and you got to get it done. And I kind of wanted to take a more relaxed approach to this album. And so I picked up a pretty couple decent mics. And so we've been doing the recording out there. So this year will be a lot of us sitting out there and really just kind of maybe even, you know, picking things apart too much. That's the one thing you got to be careful of when you're not under the gun is that you could get a little too picky. But so we're going to be doing that. And then there's shows. We usually book out about 3 months in advance. But right now there's a lot coming up. We're at Acadia in Minneapolis on the 22nd. And we're at Billy's in Buell on the 29th, up at Voyager in Crane Lake for New Year's. And then Eagles all over, just all over. I've gotten very good at driving.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's great. It's about 100 shows a year or so. And it's, you know, when you do things that you like to do, it doesn't really feel like too much work. The drives are long, though.
Right, I'm sure.
A lot of audio books and things like that.
Do you do just like weekend, like going down somewhere where you take like a whole week off and tour around?
It depends on the show. Sometimes the shows just link up that way, and I've got to, you know, sometimes I have to just take off work. I just can't be there. That happens in the summer a lot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're here, you're there, you just... You can't do it all. The winters are usually pretty nice. And I knock on wood because this winter is so busy. But usually around January or February, I get a little break, which I love. I can do some fishing and snowmobiling and stuff. So I'm hoping that I get a little dead spot. I'm hoping for it.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I was going to ask... Who's with you tonight? Like, who are the other players tonight?
So I've got Brent Sari on organ. He's a great Hammond player. So we got the Hammond organ, and then he does the piano work. And everybody in the band sings. So it's
cool.
All four people sing in the band. And then we've got Jim Pedala on drums. And he plays in all kinds of different groups. So he's all over the place. And then we've got Josh Palmy. He's playing bass and singing as well. And Josh is his own, he's a songwriter as well. And he's got his own album out. That's really good. If you ever get a chance to check that out, super good.
Josh Palmy. Okay.
Yep. Josh Palmy. Yep. So cool. That's the four piece I've got with. And then, if we ever travel with the bigger group, it's Willie Larson that plays saxophone for us. And then Dave Hill, who used to play with, Tina and the B-Sides. He plays percussion with us. So
cool. So how's the energy of a live show when the whole group is there, or tonight when there's four of you?
It's super fun. That's what you get out of it. There's our shows usually fill up with dancers. It's a lot of swing and, there's a lot of, rockabilly type songs. Just all the dance rhythms. When I'm writing songs, I'm always thinking about that pulse. I started out as a drummer, so I'm always thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm always thinking drum wise first. Like, what's the pulse? Is it danceable? You know, if I was just going to write songs for me, I would write all slow songs. But
interesting. Why is that?
I don't know. I like them. They're my favorite. But you know, I played in a lot of bands where they're like, no more slow songs. Like, I've learned that, you know, that's when people leave or they go out and do things. So the live shows, we try to keep them upbeat and fun.
Awesome.
And pretty much in the major keys and things like that.
Well, you'll have to go out to the Wonder Bar and see Christopher David Hansen with the rest of his band tonight. Man, thanks for taking the time to be on here today and coming to WTIP and bringing your lovely besweatered dog as well. Let's do one more song.
Minnow, you got time for one more?
If she barked right there, I would have been like, that is the best thing that's ever been on the air.
She can howl. She's a good howler.
Not now.
Better pull over on Cherry Lane. A little crazy, wanna know your name, baby. See you coming my way. Uh-huh, speed up, I'm a changing lane. Too late to make my getaway. It's crazy, coming from a mile away. See, crazy come from a mile away. You come over, daddy, gone away. No bad feeling when it come my way. That don't mean I don't make a mistake, no. Better cover on Cherry Lane. Little crazy, wanna know your name. Crazy, coming from a mile away.
Piano solo.
Better clover on Cherry Lane. A little crazy, wanna know your name, baby. I see you coming my way. Uh-huh, speed up, I'm a changing lane. Too late to make my getaway. It's crazy, it's coming from a mile away. See, crazy come from a mile away. You come over, daddy, gone away. Up that feeling when it comes my way. That don't mean I don't make a mistake, no. Better cover on Cherry Lane. Little crazy wanna know your name. It's crazy, she coming from a mile away. Oh yeah, it's crazy, coming from a mile away. Oh yeah, it's crazy, coming from a mile away.
Thanks so much. Christopher David Hansen tonight at the Wonder Bar, maybe 7, maybe 8. Show up at 7:30.
We'll be there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Take care. Take care, Minnow.